In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, brothers and sisters, we're faced with one of these difficult Gospels. Some of these difficult sayings of Jesus Christ. He tells the man who said he's done all of the commandments, that he still lacks something, and that he has to sell everything he has and give it to the poor and follow him. This is a difficult saying for that particular man. And people read this Gospel, and many don't like it at all, because it has to do with something that we hold very dear to ourselves, and that is money. But really, what is money? Money is our own personal convenience, our own personal desires, our feeling of wanting to have things for ourselves. Because money allows us to have the things that we want. Things that we need as well, but also things that we want that perhaps we don't need. So this is a difficult Gospel because the Lord is saying, sell everything you have and give it to the poor. Now, people have a lot of trouble with this because they don't understand what the Lord tells the man beforehand. And we must also admit to ourselves that we have trouble with such words as these because we truly don't understand the commandments. We truly don't follow them. We truly do not give everything we have to the Lord and follow after Him. So we have trouble with these words too, for the very same reason. Now the ruler comes to him and says, what can I do to inherit eternal life? And the Lord gives him the answer that you don't want to hear from the Lord. You don't want to hear the standard answer. Okay? Follow the commandments. If we need to be told to follow the commandments, then we already don't understand. The commandments were for a people that were barbarous. Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. And all the other things that were surrounding what the Lord told the Jewish people was because there were people that were far from God and He was trying to bring them near. Then the summation, the consummation of the commandments is in what the Lord taught us while He was on the earth. So if we have to be told, follow the commandments, honor your father and mother, and do not steal, and do not commit adultery, if this is what we think Christianity is, then we already do not understand. Because the Lord has already, as it were, cast off that old wineskin. Wine is to be put in new wineskins now. And that is to follow the way of Christ. I've told you before, look very carefully at the commandments and the Beatitudes. The Beatitudes are an amplification, an explanation of the commandments. To say we follow the commandments and to think that we are righteous is to be a total fool. Because on the whole of the law and the commandments hangs what? Two things. Love of God and love of neighbor. So this is where the following of the commandments comes. If we need to be told what the commandments are, then we don't understand love of God and neighbor. And I would say further, we don't understand the God whom we say we worship. And this is what the Lord was saying to this man. He says, good master. And then the Lord says, why do you call me good? There's none good but God. He's not challenging that the man calls him good, that the Lord is good. He's challenging that the Lord is saying, you're calling me good, but you don't treat me like I'm good. If you treat me like I'm good, then you would completely trust me. You'd give everything in your life to me. You would follow my will because it is good and holy. You wouldn't need me to tell you, don't commit adultery and don't murder and honor your mother. You wouldn't need to know all those things because I am good, and you would follow me because I'm good. That's the crux of Christianity. We follow Christ because He's good. So let's not call Him good and then not follow Him. Doesn't it say somewhere, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? Does this apply to us? If we're going to call the Lord good, then that means that the way He lives is right. The way He lives is holy. It's the only way of life. There is no other way of life. Isn't it interesting in this day we have this concept of alternative lifestyles? There is only one lifestyle. There is only one way of life. And that is to follow Christ. Because He is good. Because He is holy. Because He offers to us that which we cannot have without Him. And this man did not understand. And most Christians don't understand. They call the Lord good. But they compartmentalize their lives. If the Lord is good, then He is worth giving everything for. If the Lord is good, then this is all we should pursue in our life. And this is why so many Christians, ourselves included, alas, are so mediocre. If we really believed the Lord was good, then we would have that faith that moves mountains. And we would see angels. Then we would be that light shining up on the light stand, on the candle stand, not underneath the bushel basket. Then we would acquire the Holy Spirit of God, and then 1,000 around us would be saved. You think you inspire people like that? Well, the reason we don't is because we truly, when we say the Lord is good, we are lying. Or we're saying something that we say is true, but we don't live it as true. And He was telling this man, if you call me good, then you do what I say. Then you live the way I live. The Lord has nothing. The Lord was only concerned for those around Him at all times. So we must cultivate this kind of desire. If it means selling what we have, then we'll sell what we have. But in order to be in the condition where we would be willing to give away the things that really we're not going to keep with us anyway, we have to wholly and completely love the Lord with all of our heart and all of our soul and all of our mind. It's truly inspiring what He tells this man without really telling him. By telling him just the commandments at first, He's telling him, you have so far to go. You don't understand. If you call me good, then act good. If you call me good, then follow me. And if Christians consider the Lord to be good and to follow Him in all things, then everything comes from that. If it means that we sell, we sell. If it means that we give to others, we give to others. Now, of course, these instructions cannot be taken to the letter for everyone, because that would be impossible. If everyone sold everything they had and gave to the poor, then where would be the funds that we could sell to give to the poor? There would just be disbursement of funds all about without any efficiency. No, we're to be stewards of the wealth. The Lord was saying that to this man because this was his problem. He hung on the money. Perhaps the Lord might say to you, sell your pride. It's not doing you good anyway. Humble yourself. Perhaps that's your problem. Perhaps He would say, sell your ambition. Or some other sin or some other passion. Indeed, giving to others applies to all of us. And it's a problem with most of us. That's why our churches are poor. That's why we are such a dark light in the world. We should be bright. We're not bright enough. Because people hold on to what they think is theirs. So definitely, His words here are applying to us so that we can do, as it were, shall we say, a gut check and look inside and say, do I hold on to my money too much? What do I consider valuable? If I say I value Christ, am I giving to Christ or not? That applies to all of us. But more fundamentally, before someone can decide to give what they have to the poor, they have to value something else. And that is Christ. So when we read this gospel, we should wonder, how much are we like this ruler? Do we call the man good? Well, I say that we call ourselves Christians, so I guess we call Christ good, huh? All right. It's one thing to say it. It's another thing to live it. It's another thing to be it. So if we call Christ good, are we living like Christ? Do we value the things Christ values? Are we giving everything to Him? Are we following Him? This man wasn't. And the Lord exposed a flaw in his character that would mean his death if he did not solve it. And we don't know the rest of the story, whether this man repented or not. But the Lord told us it's really difficult to repent from sins like this. It's difficult to repent of any sin that is about holding on to something of ourselves. We're not reliable. Why do we rely on ourselves? We're not very rich. Why do we consider ourselves rich? We're not very good. Why is it that we consider ourselves good? All we should care about is Christ. If a person lives only for Christ, then everything in their life that they touch becomes holy and good. This is what we should strive for and aim for. That's what the Lord was telling this man to do. In this case, for the man, give away his money. But not just give away his money. Oh, you can give away money to foundations and all kinds of things, and people can say you're a great guy. But if you don't follow God, then it doesn't matter. We are to give away all the things that we don't have anyway. The only thing that we will take with us is the person we become. Now that God will not take away. And that we do own. Is the person that we become, is that person becoming like Christ? Is that person living like Christ is good? To the extent that we don't, that is the extent to which we are not really Christians. Yes, this is a difficult gospel for many people because they only see the thing about giving away money. If a person has trouble with this idea, it is because they already don't understand what God has been teaching them over and over again. If God is good, follow he who is good. If His way is the way, then follow that way. All the other ways lead away from life, not towards it. Let us live like we say with our lips. We say we believe in God. We say God is good. Then let us strive to be good. May God help us.